It's reunion season, and in Philadelphia, summer is a time when many former residents get together in their old neighborhoods, including those undergoing major demographic changes and redevelopment. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy has the story of scattered communities keeping their connection alive.
Every third Saturday in July, former neighbors of 13th Street and Hawthorne reunite in their old South Philly neighborhood. They gather at Ridgeway Park, fire up the grill, turn up the music, and invite everyone to come celebrate. Rita Crawford used to live in the now-defunct Martin Luther King Projects. She now lives in North Philly. She says the projects being torn down is the only reason she left.
We had to keep 13th Street alive.
These reunions happen throughout the city, with a few in South Philly. Some were organized by people who used to commit crimes in their area, now working to give back. Zachary Sams is an organizer for the 13th Street reunion. He says organizing the event is an act of community service.
I want to give back because I took out.
For decades, 13th Street had a bad reputation. At one point, the projects were unwalkable for strangers. And during the 60s and 70s, gangs from the 13th Street area rivaled with those from 5th Street in Queen Village, where the Southwark Projects used to be. Sam Clifton used to live in those projects. He says he used to go to Bartlett Junior High, now Palumbo, on 11th and Catherine, and the walk was treacherous.
And we always had to fight going up, fight coming back.
In the weeks after the 13th Street reunion, 5th Street holds theirs at Jefferson Square Park. The former rivals welcome each other, exchanging invites instead of blows. Andre McCleary, an organizer of the 5th Street reunion, says it's all about unity.
We all make sure we patronize each other and show the support, because that's what our communities do now.
Right.
We support each other in everything that we do. As long as it's positive, we support each other.
Right.
But despite the hugs and daps and friendly car games, the reunion is bittersweet. The demolition of both King and Southwark projects nearly two decades ago signified the end of an era. The stretch of South Philly east of Broad between South and Washington underwent drastic changes. Census data shows between 2000 and 2016, almost half of the black population decreased while the white population grew. Former residents say higher property taxes and over-policing made it difficult for them to stay. 44-year-old Alan Stratton left King Projects in 1998 and now lives in North Philly.
This is a good day, but a sad day at the same time, because we come here to celebrate each other because we were dispersed.
Stratton also says the neighborhood had its problems with crime, but the community was tight-knit. Clifton echoed the sentiment about his neighbors at Southwark.
Building for building. You go there, everybody had their doors open, welcoming you, you know. That's the way it was.
Organizers say they plan to keep the reunions going for as long as they can, with hopes of passing on the tradition to the generation after. Neither party reported any serious conflicts with getting permits or new residents, who are more than welcome to partake. For elders especially, what's most important is reuniting before the inevitable.
I look forward to this here every year, because you never know, you know, you might not be here next year, you know? Yes, sir.
For WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy.